I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on November 25th, 2019. Linus Torvalds has released version 5.4 of the Linux kernel over the weekend. The release adds support for several new AMD graphics processors and lays the groundwork for supporting Intel's Tiger Lake GPU. Away from the drivers, an optional lockdown feature intended to strengthen the boundary between the root user and the kernel has been introduced, and a namespacing patch set has been adopted to help developers better cope with more than the 30,000 symbols the kernel now exports. The initial implementation of the XVAT file system has made it into staging following Microsoft's freeing of its patents, while Huawei's lightweight and read-only ERFS file system has been promoted. And as usual, a deblobbed and totally Libre version of the new kernel was released by the Free Software Foundation within hours of Linus's code going live. Kaspersky has revealed multiple vulnerabilities in open-source VNC systems. The company decided to audit the code of four open-source VNC implementations, as it remains a popular remote access protocol, particularly for important industrial control systems. Kaspersky discovered that the products had over three dozen serious vulnerabilities between them, some dating back a full 20 years. While most of the flaws were on the client side, some bugs affected the server software itself, but Kaspersky notes that all of the issues have since been patched, except for those affecting the now obsolete version of Tight VNC. Coty Software has relicensed its SourceTrail graphical code explorer under an open source license. SourceTrail is a tool that's designed to simplify code navigation. It's particularly aimed at developers needing to get an overview of a code base when starting to work on a large existing project. While previously available as a proprietary commercial product, the company has now released SourceTrail under GPL3 on GitHub, and Coty hopes to fund future development through its Patreon account. The reasons behind the move are as interesting as the decision itself, and will no doubt strike a chord with many other small software teams, particularly those working in development tooling. So the blog post linked in the show notes is well worth a read. And finally today, Mozilla has released its annual buyer's guide for secure connected products. Every year, the organization surveys and rates a host of different consumer gadgets to see which best protect your privacy and which you really ought to think twice about purchasing. And while perhaps it's not that surprising that smart speakers from various companies ranked well down on the list, the single organization which most clearly failed to follow Mozilla's minimum security guidelines was Ring, best known for its connected cameras and doorbells. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/56. We'll be back tomorrow.